Amen. A place of breaking out. Praise the Lord. Job chapter 28, the first verse. I want to read down through the first portion of verse number 4. Oh, hallelujah. Anybody glad you're saved this morning? Sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, Jesus on my mind. There's a song like that. Amen. I'm glad I know him. I'm glad he knows me. Praise God Almighty. Oh, somebody give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, great God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. My God, we give you praise, Lord. Mando lebe le siri di alaba, bokoma nanana basata. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, my God, we exalt you in this place. My God, you alone are worthy of our heart and glory and praise. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my God. My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. Oh, hallelujah. He ought to be praised. My God, he ought to be praised. Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. Job chapter 28, the first verse. Surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for gold where they find it. Iron is taken out of the earth and brass is molten out of the stone. He setteth an end to darkness and searcheth out all perfection. The stones of darkness and the shadow of death, the flood breaketh out from the inhabitant. Father, we thank you this morning. Thank you for the Spirit of the Lord that is existing in this room. We thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. We pray now, God, for this offering of your word. We pray, Father God, that we'd cleave to it in righteousness, that you'd anoint us in Holy Ghost fire and power. We pray, Father God, you'd cause us to leave this place different than when we came. We pray, God, that your anointing would rest upon this holy day as we give us ourselves, our time away to you. Oh, God, accept our lives as the offering of a freewill sacrifice. Oh, God, let the lifting up of our hands be as that aroma that comes up from that sacrifice. God, to give you praise and glory. Oh, hallelujah. Fill this place and these altars. We give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. A place of breaking out. Now, this passage allows us to know that there is a place, a birthplace, a forge, a foundry. There is a certain environment which holds all the necessary elements to produce the end result. Verse 1 and 2. Surely there is a vein for the silver and a place for gold where they find it. Iron is taken out of the earth and brass is molten out of the stone. There is a place. These things are hidden with God. God has a place, a nurturing place. Amen. That child hidden 9 months in that mother's womb. There is a hidden place known by God. Man would seek their place, but God knows man, and man would exploit it. Therefore, he holds it in that hidden place with himself. This path to wisdom is hidden with a divine God. Job 28, look with me at verse number 12. But where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? Man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. The depth saith, it is not in me, and the sea saith, it is not with me. It cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. It cannot be valued with the gold of Ophir, with the precious onyx or the sapphire. The gold and the crystal cannot equal it, and the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. No mention shall be made of coral or of pearls, for the price of wisdom is above rubies. The topaz of Ethiopia shall not equal it, neither shall it be valued with pure gold. Whence then cometh wisdom? And where is the place of understanding? Seeing it is hid from the eyes of all living and kept close from the fowls of the air. Destruction and death say, we have heard the fame thereof with our ears. My God, this is a place hidden with God. God has hidden the place of wisdom. It is a place that only God owns. Church, it is then with great honor that you and I should be invited there. Can you say amen? It is with great honor that you and I should be invited to the place of God's hidden wisdom. There is a place. You take that miner, he digs into the bowels of the earth. He's seeking out that precious gold. He finds that gold, that golden ore. He gives everything for that purpose. He'll expend his life for that precious metal. Once obtaining it, it has set him free from all poverty. He is now a wealthy man. My God, these treasure seekers would accumulate these things. They'd buy these huge vessels with all of the electronics necessary. They'll explore the depths of the sea, finding there vessels of old that have once laid to rest, entombed with their treasures. They'll seek them out. Once found, they're now wealthy individuals. They're looking for that place. Saints, can I tell you this morning, the place of God's wisdom is hidden only in the understanding of who God is. You and I are not going to find that with silver nor gold. My wife and I were talking the other day, that if a person would come and say, I would know that anointing upon that life, the question would immediately be asked, are you sure you want to know the place of that anointing? Saints, for it cannot be found by position. Nobody is going to just simply lay a hand on you and express that anointing, has to pass it from one to the next. It must be forged and founded in that holy, separate place along with God. It is in this hidden place where God will manifest his resource. It is then with great honor that you and I should be invited there. My God, it is in the crucible of this trial, the forge and the foundry, that God produces those things held by the finer's hand. Thank God. Saints, it's in through the trial of affliction, the hardship of suffering, times of difficulty, hours of circumstance, days of trouble, where the honing effect takes place on that life. The end result is God's divine pleasure. Can you say amen? My God, in this hour, we're living in a time, church, where people are willing to accept their position in life, whether they be a trinket on the wall or a towel about the arm. I'll accept my position. Saints, I believe with all of my heart that a child of God has no privilege of accepting a position other than that which has been dictated by the Holy Ghost. Amen. That is why it is so vitally necessary that you and I walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm not just talking about speaking in tongues. I'm talking about enveloped in the divine resource who is God. That means every day of our life knowing what is upon the mind of God. Can we know that? The Bible says we have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We can know the will of the Father. Church, our spiritual responsibility then is to walk a path that overcomes and overtakes the Spirit of God's desire within us. Amen. To be invited to such a place, to such a crucible, and to such a trial. Sharing with my wife, there are times, even in the midst of circumstances, when God for a moment appears just to open just a portal in that holy place to penetrate all the clouds that surround that life. Just reveal in one moment's time that when I'm concluded this hour of your life, I'm going to remove it from you as a dream in the night. Oh, hallelujah. Can you imagine? I'll never forget when my wife birthed our first child, Aaron. There she was. She has just delivered that boy. She sets up on that table and she says, I want to have a little girl next. Oh my, that doctor looked at me and said, when a woman can say that just after giving birth, you better listen to her. Whoa, well, we didn't get a girl. We got a big strapping boy. Never looked back. Didn't make any difference at all. Saints, can I tell you, after 9 months in those bowels, in there, in that place, it is an amazing thing that that human can come out of that same body. That's God, church. How can it be that something so beautiful, all of a sudden, the erase of that, it's not altogether forgotten, but what's been produced has overcome all of the trial. You've got the miner there in the earth, he's digging. One day that pick comes across, that golden ore. Oh my, he forgets about all of the trials. He forgets about that shanty he's been living in. And the cold on that mountain, he has struck that golden ore. Oh, his heart's desire has been revealed. It says, as a man who sells all that he may gain that one pearl of great price. Oh, God Almighty. Saint of God, it is with great honor that you and I have been invited into a place that must be there. You and I must come to a place to produce such a desire. It cannot come any other way. You will not get it another way. You've got to find it in the depository of God's hidden place. It is there, hidden in the desire of God. There is Arkansas holds, as far as I know, one of the only diamond mines in the nation. There are other places in Africa, but in America, as far as I know, Arkansas, one of the only diamond mines. If you go down in South Louisiana and you're looking for salt, there is a salt mine that they tell us that is deeper in the earth than Mount Everest stands above the earth. There are places, saints, that can only be found. There's animal life. There is tree life. There is mineral-rich areas that can only be found at certain locales. There are places where the salt and the fresh water meet. Sometimes it's under deep within cavernous places where these are found. There are the pressures of the earth that are such an element to produce an end. Saints, you and I must come to a place if we're to be honed into the product of God's own desire. You and I must come through the crucible. It is said that when these sword crafters of ages old would bring the sword into a particular element, they would then place it into the crucible of the flame. With their eye upon that metal, that eye knew that there was a particular characteristic that they were looking for. At that exacting moment, only would they draw that weapon up out of the flame. It had to be formed into a particular tensile strength to hold up in time of great battle. Church, you hear me. It is not enough that we go there, but we must remain long enough until the desired characteristic is enabled in that life. Church, it's not to visit. You've got to own it. Now, I've played Monopoly, as all of us had. Always liked that visiting jail. Didn't want to go to jail. There's a difference in visiting and being a resident of. Amen. You and I can visit a move of God. It's another thing to have one. Amen. It's one thing to visit a revival. It's another one to have it in your own heart. Amen. It's one thing to know a man or woman of God. It's altogether different to be that man or woman of God. It's one thing to sing or to talk about trouble. It's another one to experience. You and I can sing victory in Jesus. It's another thing to experience victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. We can hope for a testimony, but to have one is something altogether different. My God, we can assume that we're strong people, but to go through the crucible that produces that strength is something that's held in the hand of God. If you believe it, could you shout amen. Saints, it was great honor that you and I are given an invitation into that which produces the glory of the Lord. Oh my God. These lot afflictions, which are but for a moment, worketh in us a far more, an exceeding, an eternal weight of glory. If you believe it, give him a wave offering. Oh my God. Somebody worship him in this place. Somebody give him praise. In this place. Somebody magnify him. In this place. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb. Church, there's some places we're invited to. Once you get there, it's not what you were expecting. It's altogether different than what you were expecting. Oh, no. God, I'm looking for something other than this. There's no way that this environment can produce what I'm after. Oh, no, I don't want anything. There's nothing here for me. There's nothing you can do for me. There's nothing that this environment can hope to accomplish in me. Saints, there are some environments, there are some moments within God's working when what you're intervening, you're being a part of, is not to produce anything in you. It's to remove something from you. Come on, church. Some things, you know, I have found when I was holding, I remember talking to a pastor friend of mine. Church, there are times you go to some churches to help them. You go to some churches so they can help you. Amen. I remember we were pastoring in our first church. We're having a very difficult time. I had held revivals in a very good friend of mine's church. We'd been there. God sent us to minister to them. On one occasion, he invited us for revival. They put us up in his mother's cabin there next to the church. Everything was provided. Everything. You know, we'd preach. God encouraged us. After that revival was over, that friend of mine said, he said, you know, this time, I believe God sent you up here so that we could minister to you. Since there are times you're placed in an environment, not that you're to get anything out of it, but God's going to strip you away from it. Amen. There are times you and I have got to come to a place. What am I here for? Why did you invite me into this place? Why did you bring me into these grounds? Saints, I've watched this so many times that people come looking for a particular thing. As long as they've got only one avenue toward that, many times they'll never receive what God has for them. You and I must know that the place of wisdom is hidden alone with God. You and I cannot search it out. You can't seek it out. You cannot find it nor buy it with gold or silver. But it is hidden with God. Until we're willing to walk through God's door, we can never find what God wants for our lives. That door can be obscured by many things. We're brought in on grounds that we can see, God, what I'm after could never be achieved on these grounds. There's no element that could ever bring what I desire to pass until they're willing to get over that. You know, Peter said, be it far from you, Lord, that this thing should happen. Oh, no, they'll not crucify you on a tree. It was beyond his understanding. He had no conception for these things. He could not see that it was on the other side of the cross that he had received what God promised. Amen. You'll only be royalty after you've become a servant. Joseph, you'll be no prince until you be a prisoner. Amen. You must see my hand on your life. In church, many times, you'll watch this. People refuse to see other than what they're after. There's only one avenue or two that can get me there, but it is not in this place. Saints, oftentimes, God sets up no desire. He reveals nothing of his wisdom until there's a breaking down of that which is in me that obstructs it. Church, many times, people will never get beyond that point. They cannot get into the revelation of God because they can't get through God's door. Oh, no. There's no discernment for this place. There's no discernment for that ugly door. It's barren. There's nothing here that will produce life. Church, God didn't send you there to produce life. He sent you there to produce death. Come on, church. You're there to die. That's all you're there for. At that moment, that you're there to die. You place that seed in the ground. It's not there in that moment to produce life. It's there to die. And if that seed doesn't die, it cannot hope to produce the fruit God intended it to have. It has something in it. God doesn't take what you don't have, church. He takes out of you what you possess. Amen. Jesus Christ in us, the hope of glory. That seed has been sown down in that life. There is a possession of the presence of God. But everything about husk of us, that earthen vessel is going to have to die. It'll have to give way to that treasure that is truly in that life. God, first of all, takes us to a place. Saints, oh my God, I've been in places and at times. Lord, I don't see anything about how can what you want to do, how can this hope to happen in this environment? Lord, this doesn't make any sense, and it will never make sense to this mind. Friend, hear me. You're not going to rationalize it into existence. You're not going to put your finger on it. You're not going to look at it in a different shade of light and for it to make any other sense. You've just got to walk through the door. You've got to allow God to own that hidden wisdom. You've got to trust God in this moment that He knows exactly what He's doing. Amen. You give yourself to this. Only after an individual life has thoroughly allowed God to break it down to terms He can deal with. You break up that fallow ground. That means you walk on that cattle pasture and it's hardened down. I mean, it's hardened, crusted over. That plowman has got to, he's got to do his work. He got to throw that plow in there. There's nothing here in this state that can produce fruit. Nothing. No, you look at that. It's a hard place. Nothing. I remember I told you before just a few weeks ago, we moved to Arkansas, first married, plowed that garden. It was about as big as this wall to there and about as wide here. Probably a good sized garden. Maybe not quite as big. You know, I look back, it gets bigger all the time. But I don't know how wide it was. Fairly big. Anyway, plowed that. It had been an old cattle pasture. Well, it was there. Well, I went down to the feed store and I said, now I live in a particular area. What do I need to put in that ground? He said, you need, 777 or something like that, some type of a fertilizer, mineral-rich fertilizer. He told me what I needed. Well, I plowed that into the ground, put that mineral richness in that place, plowed it further, got it down so they'd receive that seed, built up those furrows, the plant in, all of that to prepare it. Church, you and I, there comes a time God's just preparing us to receive. Amen. None of this is to receive. We're just being prepared to receive. Unless you let that plow go across your back. Come on, church. Unless you can give those feet to the stocks. Amen. As Joseph did. He was tried in iron. Amen. Until the time of His word came. You and I must be thoroughly broken down until we're completely receptive to God. If there are stones left in there, the seed cannot penetrate to a place so that it can obtain the minerals necessary to germinate that which is in it. Amen. You and I, saints, may have the power of God resident in us, but God owns a hidden place that can germinate that which is truly in there. Amen. Unless you go where God wants you to be, you can never produce what God who says you are. Amen. God knows you. God's not everywhere when it comes to your life. You hear me? I said God is not everywhere when it comes to your life. He is everywhere when it comes to Him, but we're not God. He is not everywhere when it comes to your life. He is one place. Amen. That's where we're supposed to be. Where God is where I'm supposed to be. It is in God's place that He has provided that mineral-rich area to germinate that life that is existing within us. You must go there. For the first portion of your life, it is to break down any resistance to God. He'll send you to strange people. He'll send you into strange environments. He'll separate those things from you that give you joy. He'll remove that settledness in your life. He'll put wheels underneath your feet. You'll live life on a ball, and that ball is spherical, and it'll move about you. But you'll hope for one thing, be driven into another. All of that. Many times He'll displace you. Where you've been surrounded, now you'll be in loneliness. All of that. There's no dependence left on your life. All of your assets have been removed or placed in a situation where they can do you no ultimate good. All of that is not administering to what God wants to do in you, but the thorough breaking down of that which would hinder His work. Saints, it is an honor to be invited into the place of God's hidden wisdom. Those things must take place. It is there. You know, can you imagine if the gold had a mind? If the gold had thoughts of its own? God, why would you hide me here in the deep places of the earth? Why? How can I be found in such a place? I remember a similar thought coming to my mind when my wife and I first married. I grew up in small town churches. At the time when we met, I was going to a little Pentecostal Church of God church. We ran probably 45 to 55, 60 people. And all the time that I went there, it did fluctuate one way or the other. Well, that was the most we had. My wife went to a similarly small church. It was an Assembly of God church. We married, and we moved to and prior to marrying, my mother-in-law had a motor home. We loaded up in that motor home, And we went up to Fort Smith, Arkansas. Now, I was living in northeast Texas. She was living in southeast Oklahoma. And we were seeking God for his will for our life. We had five states to choose from. You know, plenty of geography there. I went up. I'd never been out of Texas. Never believed I would. I was a Texan, born, bred, all the way. I mean, I'm not living anywhere. Went on vacation when I was a kid. Went through Arkansas. Thought it was beautiful. I said in my mind years ago, if I ever moved out of Texas, I'd be willing to move there. It's only one town I didn't like. We went through, spent the night in. That was Fort Smith, Arkansas. Never knew that'd be my next door neighbor when I got married. Well, we go through Van Buren, went to Assembly of God Church up in the hills of Mountainburg. I mean, the mountains appealed to me, the trees, all that nature. Wanted to be a part of that. Went to that Assembly of God Church. Well, that day, the day before, we'd driven by. There was a bench on next to a road. It said First Assembly of God Church, and all three of us, my fiance, my mother-in-law, that just all appealed to us, and we saw that, thought we'll go that night. Well, it was that night, that evening, we drove up there, pulled in the parking lot, cars all over the place, big building. I thought, oh, this has got to be charismatic, I'm telling you. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. Let's go get this over with. Well, we go in that place, and we're in there. My, there's over 1,000 folks there. Lots of people in that place on a Sunday night. Your visitor for the first time, Stan, we're going to shake your hand. I can't tell you how many people came by. I mean, just felt like such home. Just felt the presence of God. Power of God moved in that place. Well, long story short, we made that our home. Van Buren First Assembly became our church. I remember the first few weeks into going to that church. We were sitting there up close. And we're sitting there in that seat. I'm thinking, God, I know you've brought us out here. Lord, I want to do a will. I want to do your will. But Lord, I'm sitting in a church of over 1,000 people. How in the world would you ever find me? Dear God, I know I'm convicted by you. Don't position yourself. I don't need to wave a flag, tell anybody where I'm at. Lord, if I live a faithful life, do your will, you'll find me anywhere I'm at. Just a week or two later, here they come. Want you to teach a young married Sunday school class. Next thing you know, singing there, all of that. Wife's in the choir. Next thing you know, called into the ministry. We're preaching in the pulpit. God finds you where you are, no matter where that is, saints. God will find you out. That gold inside that mountain, if it had a mind to think with, God, why'd you hide me here, saints? Because it requires that mountain. There's minerals in that mountain. There are pressures that are needed upon that to produce the very thing that it is. Oh, God, we don't look for the position or the platform. That comes from God. But you've got to have that honing place. Amen. God, if I go out there, I'm 1,000 miles away from anything or anybody. I remember before, I was 20 years old, and you know, I'm going to this small church, and the only way you'd meet a girl is they had to come visit. Well, they had a fellowship meeting come through, and our church didn't even show up at our church. I mean, they had to call our pastor and say, hey, this meeting's supposed to be at your church. So the pastor had to run down there with a key. We didn't even know about it. Well, come that night, a singing group come in, had a girl in it, and one of my friends, he came, they met, started dating. After a while, they were buddies, and finally, she was friends with this girl. Finally, I said, Larry, don't you know anybody? He said, well, you know I do know a person, and I'll never forget, but I was there at the house. Him and his girlfriend called me up and said, hey, let's go down to the Pizza Hut. And I thought, well, that's better than what I'm doing. Go down to the Pizza Hut. We're sitting there. And they began to tell me about this girl. Said, well, she lost her daddy several months ago, and is a Pentecostal girl and great friends and godly girl, and like to just interested to see if maybe I could introduce you to her. Well, I had a string got on me that night. I tried to get it off 4, 5, 6 times. We laughed about it. Just become a thing of a comical ever since. You know, that was one string I never did get rid of. Oh, woo! Well, we went on a blind date. First, best, and last one I was ever on. Amen. Here was come out of nowhere. She come to Oklahoma, down to Texas. Friends, I'm going to tell you, when God has a plan for your life, he'll find you no matter where you are. are. Can you, come on, somebody. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. My God, you've got to accept that hidden place of God. You've got to accept that crucible of His will. No matter what that gate's like, you've got to walk through it. If He puts you on the backside of nowhere, when God gets through with you, He'll find you there. Oh, it's those who usurp to that high room. A man walks in much more worthy than himself. The governor of the feast will come and say, make place for this man. He'll walk away feeling very low within himself. But he who'll come and find that lowest place, the governor himself will find him there and say, friend, come up higher. Oh, hallelujah. You don't have to worry about finding yourself, church. Just allow God to do the honing, and you'll be worth the finding. If you believe it, would you give him a praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will be worth the finding. I said you will be worth the finding. My God. Time doesn't matter. Well, time's passing me by. You know, we've been at this 7 years and 5 months. You question as you go along. I'm saying, now, God, rapture's about to take place if you didn't know. Oh, God, don't you know we're living a time of great falling away? Folks get more wicked all the time. God constantly reminds us, son, I know what time it is. I know what time it is. Oh, my God. Here we are. You place, Lord, here we are. We have no significance here. We don't even have a sign out there. Oh, my. You're reading, I don't have a sign, saints. I'm ready to leave this place. Oh, I can tell you about every day I'm ready to leave this place. Been looking hard and heavy. Oh, yeah, you just pray with me. God's going to reveal in His time. Well, here we are, all of this. God, this purpose. You know, when you know what God's doing, saints, you don't have to attract a lot of attention. After a while, you can settle into the idea. Well, so many things are different, but you just have to accept God's will for your life. You've got to allow Him to do in His own time. Lord, what can this produce? You're going to have to get over that. Hear me, I said, you have to eventually get over that. If you don't get over that, you'll never get through that door. If you don't walk through God's door, saints, you'll never get where God wants you to go. You don't get planned, you don't get the second phase till you get the first one. If you don't walk through God's door, you'll never get where you want to go, where God wants you to go. If you cannot see God where He has you, you'll never get where He's taking you. Come on, church. If you never get over this gate, if you can't get over the environment, I don't know what there is here for me, you'll never get it, because there's nothing here now for you. What's to accomplish in you now is a thorough breaking down of any resistance of you getting what God wants for you. Come on, Lord, lift your hands with me. Cross it. Let me ask you this morning, with your hand raised, have you had to get a hold of that from God for yourself? Have you had to accept that from God for yourself? Have you had to deal with that from God for yourself? If you have, saints, you've got a thorough amen coming. Oh, Pastor, I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. You get that down, saints. It is a honing wisdom of God's divine will. You come to a place where it becomes an invitation from God. He allows you through a gate. You come into a place. You're thoroughly broken down. You accept it. Oh, my God, saints. I cannot enumerate what you have to process in pursuing God's will. You're trying to see God. You're trying. Oh, you'll identify with what I'm talking about. After a while, you start looking back. You start looking around. I mean, I either had it better back then or they got it better than I have. Amen. You work through all of that. I mean, it's all there. You work through that for a while. You either had it better back then or they've got it better than you have. And if you can't go back, you'll go there if you could. But God's got you shut down. Amen. You're going to have to accept that fact. When you finally accept that fact, so only then you can see the grass beneath your feet. After a while, if you can see God in a hard place, you can see God anywhere. He's teaching you to see Him anywhere. It's all right you can see me on a mountainscape, but can you see me in the belly of hell? That prophet prophesied through the psalm. He said, I don't care if I make my bed in hell, you're there. I found you to be so. Paul said, I've learned, and whatsoever state I am therewith, to be content. That simply says, I've seen God anywhere I've been. Come on, church. Oh, I've seen God anywhere. My God. This is the armpit of God. Then God's dwelling there. Amen. My God, this is God's mountainscape. God's there. Saints, is just as much one place He is as the other. Oh, I'm called over here because I like the lush fields and the beautiful valleys and the nice trees. That's why I'm called over here. Oh, no. What if God sends you down to the barren place? For He has a desire there. Saints, let me tell you how God's worked. You go to some, if you look across the peripheral frame, you'll see nothing but God's forsaken earth. But if you'll dig beneath the soil, you'll find such places of gold and desire. There are places in this great state of Texas that you'll find the resource of oil and gas where nothing else appears to live. It's scrawny trees you couldn't hang a tree stand on, but cattle and deer will thrive there. That says something about the wisdom of a divine God. If you believe it, can you shout hallelujah to the Lamb? Hallelujah to the Lamb. Friends, that comes to a place that tells you if you can survive here, you can survive anywhere. Come on. If you can survive here, you can survive anywhere. If you can survive here, you can get this prayed through. You can process this. You can overcome anything. Al says to you, you can stand up in the face of any devil. Oh, my God. You can tell them, this is what David said. I know I can defeat Goliath. How do you know? Because I whip the lion and I whip the bear. Come on, church. I know this uncircumcised Philistine will be as them. Saints, David's crucible was down with those few sheep. His older brother said, you're a naughty boy. Why aren't you down there with those few sheep? Wasn't sheep, it's few sheep. He didn't have many. You're supposed to be down there. Shepherd's out there by himself. Saints, it was necessary. The only way he whipped Goliath is he's taking care of them few sheep. Come on, church. There's nothing of greatness out here. God has a hidden source. So somebody lift their hands across this room. Accept that. Oh, somebody lift your hands. Accept that. God, you know what you're doing. Oh, God, unless I accept your hidden way of wisdom, I'll never know that divine strength. Goliath is about to be whipped because David's down there with the sheep. Oh, and Goliath is learning weapons of warfare. He's fighting battles among great men. He's being named the champion of Gath. David, what's he doing? He's down there with those few sheep. Oh, my God. But here comes a lion. Oh, but something rose up inside of David. Wouldn't have if he hadn't been down there in the will of God with those. He's down there with those few sheep. He ripped and tore that lion. My God. His carcass lay dead upon the ground. Here comes a bear. My God, God is honing David. He's going to meet a giant in the valley. Oh, my God. How you know you're going to feed him? I had my lion and my bear, saints, down there with those few sheep. Oh, my God. You're going to have to accept that. You got to get a, that's got to get thoroughly ingrained down in you. He's going to have to be as a gravel upon the ground. You can walk on him. It's there. You don't have to make it go away. I don't like this terrain. Have I told you that before? That doesn't grow any trees, saints. It doesn't plant any flowers, but it doesn't have to. You're going to have to enjoy God's place where he's put you. And if you can see him in a hard place and you can enjoy, you know why I like being here, saints? I'm in the will of God. Come on, church, that's all I've got to know. I don't have to grow any trees. I don't have to erect any mountains. Oh, no, I don't have to carve out any seascapes. I'm here in the will of God. Amen. I said, I'm here in the will of God. I can tell you that I could draw you a map of this country. We've been there lately. Over the past few days, we've been there. Looking, we've been different. We just, the other day, we'd been over the Fort Worth Stockyards section, driven all out through there. I've been down to the old North Side Assembly of God, 305 North Exchange. I walked out on a parking lot. As far as I know, it is the place of the old North Side Assembly of God Church. Where the pastor told him, said, you bring them in the ambulance to the church. And if they leave here like they came, we'll pay their fare. As far as I know, they never had to pay. Healing took place in that great church. I walked on that parking lot. You see the steps as it curved in. Steps off the back. I walked around that parking lot. 307 North Exchange. The building next to it. Something else has moved in there. Paid little attention to the name. It didn't mean anything to me. It was a heritage, my God. It was there. Walked on those grounds just a day or two ago. Day before yesterday, I believe it was. There, driving another part, looking. Saints, God can hide until he reveals. All of a sudden, you turn the corner. There it is. God revealing himself. Oh, my. Saints, you accept. You walk on this. Everything's foreign to you. When God brings you through a gate, you're not supposed to be home. Come on. I said you're not supposed to be home. Wilderness wasn't home. It was a gate. You can't get out of Egypt into the promised land because it's not next door. Come on, church. I said it isn't next door. The promised land is not next door to the Egypt. You're going to walk through that wilderness. It is a gate. It is a transition. You're going to walk through. They complained, murmured, and complained all along the way. Until you and I get over our murmuring and complaining, you look around it, we're not going to see the wilderness for the value that it is. It was an invitation to come into the promise of God. But you've got to come down to that place. You're following God. That spirit's got to rise up inside of you. Caleb knew where he was, what this was. But he had a different spirit inside of him. So must you and I have a different spirit inside of us. When you cross that Jordan, what will determine whether you'll be an overcomer there is if you're an overcomer here. Amen. Saints, I don't have to worry about when God raises this church up if I'll commit every portion of my way unto God. If there's an area that I argue and fight God on, I'm going to argue and fight God when I get on the other side. You got a characteristic in a young child's life. If that's not thoroughly broken inside that life, it'll raise up and it'll be existing in that adult life. It will not go away. Therefore, it's got to be dealt with in that early stage. God has us through that door. This is a crucible of the time. It is to remove all existence of that which would be a hindrance to that life when all is broken down. God, I'm a give up unto you. I'm a failure without you. It's impossible without you. You're going to have to take me along on your own will. It's according to your will and purpose. I don't have anything left. I'm in the hands of God. That's exactly where God wanted Moses to be. And when he got Moses to that place, he said, I'm going to send you now. Oh, would you lift a hand? Give him praise in this house of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Saints, there is a place. It is the only place that can produce what God has for your life. You can't get it otherwise. I said, you cannot get it otherwise. You can't go around it. You can't climb over it. You can't dig under it. You can't fly over it. You've got to subject yourself to the place that will produce that divine end. Would you lift your hands with me across this room? Oh, Father, we didn't even get to the second half. May preach that tonight. But this morning, God, you're speaking in this place, Father. In this place, there is an understanding of sacrifice. In this place, God, there's an understanding of being thoroughly broken down. In this place, we have come to understand that if a man or a woman would know God and of a powerful purpose, he or she will also, must necessarily, subject themselves to a place. That there is no commonality or accord with those who will not thoroughly give themselves to this portion in life. Father, it is an invitation we've come to understand that without this, we could not know that. This is the hidden place of God's divine wisdom. Lord, this morning, we freely give ourselves to it. I'm going to ask you to say that with me this morning. Lord, this morning, I freely give myself to it. Repeat that two or three more times. Oh, my, out of your own heart. You just repeat that. You repeat that a few times. Oh, God, you say it from your heart. Lord, I freely give myself to this place. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to ask you to stand with me across the room. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, shut yourself in with the Lord. God's dealing with our hearts this morning, saints. God's dealing with our hearts this morning. There's the other half of this message. May preach it tonight. You're here this morning. Oh, God, you be thankful. God has allowed you to a place where you can thoroughly be broken down. You see, no, to a place where you're prior, you're pre-seeing any value to it. You just come to the place you've just given yourself to God on these grounds alone. You're no longer looking into the distance of the future. Just left that up to God. But somehow down inside your spirit, you know you're in the will of God for being here. You don't see the end result. That's not necessary now, because if you could see it now, this place wouldn't be what it is, and it couldn't accomplish what it must accomplish. God, I'm not looking any further than where I'm at. I'm asking to thoroughly receive from you where I'm at. God, without a cross, there won't be a crown. Oh, my God. Jesus looked unto an end. That's all right, church. You look unto a promise. He looked unto that throne, God having reseated there at his own right hand. It gave him the power to overcome the adversity of his life. But he gave himself thoroughly to that cross. He could have come down at any time. He'd have circumvented that. Oh, my God. If he had, he'd have lost everything. So would we. There'd be no worth in him to sit on that throne. He is our high priest. He stayed there until it was completely finished, and he's the one that made it so. It is finished. He put a period at the end of the sentence. It's done now. Oh, oh, my God Almighty. My God, all heaven erupted. Oh, my God. Oh, that veil rent in two. My God, the earth shook. Saint of dead come out on the ground. The sun was hidden. Oh, my God. Oh, everything in heaven earth knew it was finished. My God, the deed's done. Oh, Lord, Saint of God, so will it be known by your life. Heaven will mark the time and the spot when there's a thoroughly breaking down. You fully accept that cross and it accomplishes that work in your life. Heaven will mark the spot. Oh, oh, on the other side's resurrection morning. My God Almighty, the power of God. Because he lives, you live also. Oh, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world, he said. Oh, so shall you, saint. You let the cross accomplish its full work. You hadn't got anything else to worry about. You just maintain that same living. It'll overcome anything. My God, you give yourself thoroughly to God. Now you won't have to worry about me cross that river. Oh, no. That Caleb spirit in you in the wilderness will be that power of God to work his will. You get on the other side. You won't have to worry about the battle. You won't have to worry about a giant. Oh, my God. You won't have to worry about tall walls, mine moats and castles. None of that move you because you found God to be anywhere. Why? You've been through the wilderness. You know what it is to be where there is no water, no plant life, nothing. You've been, how do you know? Because I've been through the wilderness. Corrie ten Boom's sister said to Corrie, said, Corrie, one of these days we're coming out of this place and we're going to begin a home for individuals who've been through hardship, and they're going to listen to us because we've been here. Oh, my God. Father, I thank you this morning for those who have been here. Oh, Lord, I thank you for those who will subject themselves to God's divine gate, God's divine place, that forge, that foundry, that only place that can produce the particular desire of God. I pray this morning, Father, I know you've given me this message. I know you've placed it on my heart. And I know you've spoken to this group of people. I'm going to ask you to gather in these altars with me. Would you come across this? Let's just seek the Lord. I believe there's a desire on your heart to seek him this morning. You can stand, kneel, lay on the floor. I don't care what you do. Let's come seek him.